David Greenberger seeks out older people. He likes to hear their stories. Today he shares this cat tale told to him by Margaret Bullis.
I'm a would-be author, so my life won't be complete until I have something published. I write mostly stories about animals I've known. I'm putting all those stories in a book. I've already picked out a title for the book, Be Kind to Your Pet Because Your Pet Could Be Your Best Friend. They really can. They can become part of your family as easily as your children. And they stay true to you, no backstabbing. I never had a cat or dog turn on me. Now here's something that happened to me. My husband Phil knew I liked cats, especially black ones. One of his jobs at the dairy was to drive a tanker truck to farms and pick up milk. At one farm, he saw a cat with a new litter of kittens. Phil asked the farmer for the black kitten. The farmer said, sure, take all of them if you want to. And Phil said, no thanks, I just want the black one for my wife. As so often happens with black cats, this one had white whiskers. Jan noticed this and said we should name her Whiskers. Judy was petting him and said, no, her fur is so soft, it feels like velvet. So we should name her Velvet. To stop a family argument, I said, why don't we compromise? We'll take the first three letters from Whiskers and the last three from Velvet, and we'll name her Wivet. If we had taken the first three of Whiskers and the first three of Velvet, her name would have been Wivel. Or the first three from Velvet and the end of Whiskers, she would have been Velskers. I liked Wivet better. She was a very affectionate kitten. She liked to be held and petted and purred a lot to show her gratitude. That was Wivet. Here, Wivet. Wivet.
A story by Margaret Bullis, retold here by David Greenberger. The music was by Three Leg Torso. This and other senior tales can be found on a CD called Legibly Speaking.